Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Today, God willing, we will finish the topic of Jesus is the Son of God. Of course, in eternal spiritual sense, not a son came through a physical relationship like we discussed before, but a son came from God through the Holy Spirit, through the Virgin Mary. Now, I want to mention to you, we also read in the Bible the testimony of God the Father. When John the Baptist, who is called the Prophet Yahya in Islam, John the Baptist was baptizing Jesus, we read in the Gospel, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Of course, Jesus is the Son of God means that he came from God. He has the same nature as God. Now, also, we know from the Gospel that the Holy Spirit inspired the writing of the Apostle John. Apostle John was one of Jesus' disciples and an eyewitness to Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension. So we read in the Gospel, in 1 John chapter 5, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. If we receive the witness of men, like usually happens in any court, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God. The passage in the Gospel continue, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. As I mentioned before, the most important thing for you is to focus on the words of God recorded in the Gospel. And the words I just read to you mean when you believe in God's testimony about Jesus in Matthew chapter 3, I mentioned to you that as soon as Jesus was baptized, a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." So God the Father clearly declared that Jesus is his Son. Now, when you receive the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son, he who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. You read that again in 1 John chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. Those words mean when you believe in God's testimony about Jesus, God will put the truth in your heart. You will know the truth in your inner being. You will have within you an actual verification of God's own faithful words. The passage continues in 1 John chapter 5. He who does not believe God has made him a liar because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. 1 John chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. My friend, the Gospel is very clear. Jesus said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak." My friend, when you believe in Jesus, you are believing in God. When you put your faith in Jesus, you are putting your faith in God. When you are hearing Jesus' words, you are hearing God's words. God, the King of Kings, sent his Son, Jesus, to all people. Imagine if this is happening in real life. The King sent his Son, the Prince, to all people. The Son looks like his Father, carries the seal of the kingdom, delivers the words of the King, and accomplishes the will of the King. If anyone rejects the Son, he automatically rejects the King who sent him. My friend, we know that our sins separate us from God, and we must pay the consequences of our sins. Thank God for his love. God paid our sins debt when he gave his Son Jesus to pay the penalty for all the sins and wrong things we did. God upheld the holiness of his own law, because the law of God is the wages, the consequences of sin is death. My friend, God is a judge, the jury, and the executioner. God promised in the gospel that he will acquit any sinner who repent and put his faith in Jesus Christ as his Savior. God preserved and maintained the justice of his own law. In the same time, God provided a just way to forgive our sins because of who Jesus is. God alone is greater than our sin. He solved the problems of our sins. God alone is victorious over our sin. Even though the consequences of sin is death, is horrible, God alone nailed the death warrant against us to the cross. Hallelujah! God alone conquered Satan, because Satan used our sin against us to separate us from God now and forever. But hallelujah, praise God. In Colossians chapter 2, we read this wonderful news. By the way, this is the best news you can ever hear in your life. We read that Jesus on the cross canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Hallelujah! God is greater. Jesus disarmed the evil powers and authorities, triumphing over them by the cross. Read Colossians chapter 2. God, through Jesus, is victorious over death. God promised you in the gospel that if you repented, really repented, told God, "I want to live according to your will. I am sorry for my sins." And if you believed in Jesus' death on your behalf and in Jesus' resurrection, Jesus' Spirit will come to live within you, and you will experience God's forgiveness for all your sins within your heart and soul. God will give you the assurance that you will enjoy his presence now and forever. My friend, pray this prayer after me. If God spoke to you today and you mean it from your heart, God, thank you for your love. Thank you, God, that you provided a solution for my sin problem. God, today I believe in Jesus. He paid the penalty for my sins. I believe in your love. I receive your mercy and your grace through receiving Jesus. God, thank you for loving me that much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you a free book. Rest of my audience, if I can be of any help to you, or if your church need a speaker to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, please contact me.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.